And, of course, Thursday is significant because Thursday is the day when the vote takes place in the House of Commons on this issue of increasing tuition fees. So how many young people do you expect, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, how many of them do you expect to be part of this?
I would hope for hundreds, but it really is up to young people and their parents to decide whether they want to take part. But we've been seeing young people and children who are members of Woodcraft Hope right across the country taking part in protests. It's not just all about London. And they've generally had a really positive experience, and they feel that their message is getting across, and hopefully it's going to make some sort of difference.
And just to be clear, you described what you're doing on your website, you described how you're organising things. You don't regard that as encouraging these young people to be involved?
No, we do not believe in encouraging young people to protest, but we do believe if they choose to protest, then we should support them and make that a positive experience as possible.
Finn, thank you very much indeed for your time. Very grateful. Thank you. Finn Harper from Middleton Cheney in Northamptonshire. He runs the Banbury branch of Woodcraft Folk. I think there was a Northampton or Northamptonshire branch of Woodcraft Folk once upon a time. It doesn't seem to exist anymore for whatever reason. But Finn comes from Middleton Cheney, as I say, and he runs the branch in Banbury, an organisation that's there to assist children, he says, not encourage them to take part in these protests. But they are children. They are children if they're under 16. If they're under 18, they don't have the vote. Should they be there is the question I'm asking. Is it right for them to be there? And if they're going to be there and they get caught up in the policing, in the kettling, so-called, where people are corralled into a certain area, not allowed to leave unless the police say they can, should the protesters then be complaining, look, you've got children as long as 11 in there? If they're going to go on the protest, that's what's going to happen, isn't it? Should they be there in the first place is what I'm asking, and I'd like to hear what you think about that. Cool.